T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Head to the Fiserv Forum to face Giannis and the Bucks. I'm in here. If you're watching on YouTube, I have this monitor set up with my Fubo TV account, so that to my right, I'm seeing Mike Tirico, Jamal Crawford, and Reggie Miller. Another Peacock game, I guess. And straight in front of me, I'm looking at John Schneider and New Jersey's very own Tom Verducci as we're underway. I don't know. I like watching sports and talking about sports. If you like to do the same, maybe you cut the game on, cut the sound off. You listen to the callers, listen to me. We'll be talking through both. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Josh in the Bronx.
Keith.
Hey.
I'm telling you, man, that's awesome, baby. But I'm telling you, like you said, the Dodgers, man, they're going to be in the business. The free agency, the deferred money, man, you know where it's at. Thank you for taking my call.
You got it, Josh. And shout out to Josh, because Josh was just in the YouTube chat. I'm liking that some of you guys double up, digitally, and then you also hit the line. It's a lot easier to get on the YouTube chat. And if you are home and you're not driving and you're not at work, we are approaching 90,000 subscribers on YouTube. I've been pumping this for weeks. Like when we were at 80, we were at 85. Like we are about 500 subscribers away from 90,000 on YouTube. And then when we get to 100K, that's a big party. I think YouTube will send WFAN a plaque for 100,000 subscribers we can put up here in the studio somewhere. So help us get there by the end of 2025. And, let's continue to add some more things about the sports and the sports are sportsing. So, last night with the World Series, I saw Front Office Sports put out Game 3 of the World Series started at 8 p.m. and ended just before 3 a.m. Eastern time. The Commanders played an entire Monday night football game in Kansas City, had a flight delay, boarded their plane, flew nearly the entire way home to D.C. before the game ended. If they were delayed and they have, they're like United flight information, they probably could have been watching the game, on the flight home. I am so excited to see what they do for an encore. Might be a complete dud. Might be nada tonight. We will get to the phones and the calls around the Giants. I think we should do that now, because what will happen usually is like some people will tune out for the Knicks game, for the Dodgers game. And in this hour, we will start to talk a little bit about the Giants, how you guys feel about Dable, Dart. I'll give you my take again. But also, we do have a guest coming up at 9, Ralph Vacchiano, who covers the NFL for Fox Sports. will join us to talk about the Jets and the Giants and just the general NFL topics. Lamar Jackson coming back. Mike McDaniel and Tua's eye was swollen. And, you know, the officiating. There's a lot of talk about the officiating in that Giants-Eagles game. And Daniel Jones. Like, we'll probably bounce around the league with questions, but keep it primarily focused to the Jets and Giants. So let's get a couple Giants calls in before we get there. Rob is in Groton, Connecticut on the fan. What's up, Rob?
Hey, Keith, how's it going, buddy?
It's going, man. Thanks for calling.
Hey, no problem. Real quick about the, I think Brian Cashman has his eye on Jarrett Wright, but don't quote me on that. We'll see. Only time will tell. So I want to talk about the Giants defense. You were supposed to laugh at the Jarrett Wright joke, by the way.
I'm like, Jarrett Wright? He's got his eye on Jarrett Wright for what?
The pitcher, okay, I failed at that. Let's move on besides my bad joke. All right, so let's talk about the Giants defensive line here real quick. I got a few points. Well, I mean, number one, obviously, the huge failure. And I blame everything on that. That defensive line, you know, two words, Dexter Lawrence. The guy is washed up. I mean, look, he might be a nice guy, but that's great. If he's a nice guy, he can go home and play with his kids. You know why? Because the defense isn't doing any better with him or without him in there. And I think, you know, it's time to reconsider, you know, our options. And Shane Bowen, how does he still have a job, Keith? I mean, that guy is like the biggest scrub on this side of the Mississippi in terms of a coach. I mean, how the heck?
Thanks for the call, Rob. Yeah, you threw me off with the Jarrett Wright thing from the jump. but I'm also thrown off in here. Sydney Sweeney is bringing us into game four. I'm not really a Sydney Sweeney guy. Like, she's not ugly, but she's not my type. Like, I don't think she's fine like that. Like, the way dudes obsess over her. And shout out to her. I know she just graced our airwaves on BT and Sal. She called in. But I'm just like, the way guys go Google Gaga over this girl, it's just like an internet phenomenon. It's like, you know, just a group think, like a mob mentality. Just, I'm like, even as she's on the screen in front of me right now, I'm like, there's way hotter chicks that they could, I don't know. Anyway, that's who's doing the lead into game four. Has she been on all of these? I didn't see her before. Maybe it's specifically that. But back to what you were talking about. Sexy Dexy, Dexter Lawrence. I talked last night about Carl Banks' assessment of him. You're going up against a backup center, and you're getting handled one-on-one. Last night I talked about how I thought that this guy was the new Aaron Donald. I got to slow that down. You know, he had the dislocated elbow last year. I don't think that's an excuse for his, you know, lack of efficiency and dominance. Like, this is a guy that was feared. Like, Dexter Lawrence, where was he ranked in the top 100 players? Dexter Lawrence was ranked number 17 in the NFL top 100 players of 2025. So, like, come on. That expectation means you're supposed to be a force. And in the beginning of the season, we thought he wasn't conditioned. Rob said that he's washed. He's not washed. He's 27 years old. And they paid him. I was talking last night about how he's one of the Gettleman guys that Joe Shane decided to pay. He signed a 4-year, $87 million contract, and he's about halfway through that. Does he want to be here? That's the next question I have that I didn't have last night. Does he want to be a Giant? Does he want to be with the New York Giants? The Giants have done a lot of losing, and he's been vocal about the losing and not enjoying himself here. He's got to be better. He's got to be more of a dominant force. He's paid to be. He's respected in the NFL. I don't know what it is. Is he hurt? Is he not conditioned? Like, by now, you got to be in shape. It's week 9. You're in game shape just playing all those games. So, I don't know what it is with Dexter Lawrence. Now, Shane Bowen, I would have fired last year. Heads have to roll. I would have fired Shane Bowen last year. That defense gave up a ton of points. They lost a bunch of games. I thought that he was the perfect candidate to say, yeah, we fire the defensive coordinator. But then when you think about it, Wink Martindale should have still been here. Imagine Wink Martindale's here now. Wink Martindale and Brian Daboll butted heads. So they showed him the door. And then they go get Shane Bowen. Where, like, if you look at the Tennessee Titans and the turnover that has happened in Tennessee, they are, one, not that bright. Two, not that good. Not going anywhere. Not winning anything. I wouldn't pick up anything from them. Unless, like, the Jets with Jarvis Brownlee. But, yeah, Shane Bowen is not the answer, man. There's a video that made its rounds on Giants Twitter of him kind of, you know, yelling and trying to fire up the defense and nobody even acknowledging him. I mean, you can read too much into those videos. You're not there. You don't know the relationships. But it didn't really look like he was inspiring any type of confidence or any type of mojo out of that defense. It's kind of like they were ignoring him. So I expect him to go. But then who comes? Like, you know, then we land on the head coach. After this last loss to the Eagles, there are so many people calling for his job. And I'm like, I thought his job was safe after you beat the Eagles the first time. No, after Jackson Dart went out there and did what he did. And like, now you want to fire Daboll? I think Daboll is safe because you could have fired him after 2023. You could have fired him after 2024. The whole reason that he has nine lives or, you know, was given another opportunity was he didn't have his own quarterback. They cut Daniel Jones. Basically, they benched Daniel Jones and then cut Daniel Jones so that his injury clause couldn't be enacted so that that didn't happen. They didn't have to pay him for that. They get rid of Daniel Jones, who is doing just fine in Indy. But then they identify their quarterback. They trade up to draft him. They develop him in a matter of 4 or 5 months. They make him QB2. They start him. And when I say they, it's Daboll. This is all Brian Daboll. I remember Daboll saying, this is my decision. And at first, we were like, no, it's not. You're being forced. He wasn't forced to do this. This was him saving his own job. This was him recognizing plays were dying with Russell Wilson and plays get made with Jackson Dart. Now, the other part of the conversation that's happening now is that many people are noticing that Jackson Dart makes plays off script, out of structure. Jackson Dart makes the play happen by scrambling out of the pocket, by, you know, just using his legs to find open grass and making ridiculous throws. He's had a lot of drops. So there are a lot of people saying, to hell with Brian Daboll, and you know, who cares? You know, Dart is a baller. He's going to succeed no matter who's calling the plays, no matter what system he's in. But I'm in the school of thought to say that, okay, that might be true, but John Mara, hope he's feeling better. I don't think he's going to be feeling up to going on a head coaching search. Or if this GM and head coach are attached, I don't think he's looking to go on a search for both of those guys at the end of this year. Now, I know the mandate was I better be feeling better about this team. I think he already is. You got a franchise quarterback. You had a running back that the whole league was talking about. I think John Mara does feel better, and I think that his Brian Daboll's job is safe at least for another year. Under this 5 years of his first contract, we are underway in Milwaukee. We are underway in L.A. Lawrence is in Oklahoma City on the fan. What's up, Lawrence?
Hey, Keith.
Hey.
You know, I can't decide with the Giants, like, what the real issue is between the lame duck vanilla coordinators or Brian Daboll, who hasn't really impressed me in the last couple of years. And I know you say he should be safe, but there has to be a line with the win-loss record here. Because Jackson Dart is here to stay regardless of him, so there has to be wins on the table. There's been too many close games that we haven't won, and not just this year, last year and the year before that. So it's like, and if Joe Shane wants to be tied to him, they can both kiss rocks.
Thanks for the call, Lawrence. Do people kiss the rocks? I think it's kick rocks.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
They can both kiss rocks. My name is Kid. Kid Rock. I'm pretty sure it's Kick Rocks, but I crack myself up with you guys. You guys make the entire show. Thanks for the call, Lawrence. I will counter with this. Injuries. He's got multiple outs. Graham Gano was hurt. That's how you end up with Jude McAtamy, whatever the hell his name was. Trying to sign Young Wei Koo for nothing. Malik Nabers has been down for weeks. The best offensive player you had before you discovered Dart and Scataboo. Cam Scataboo broke his whole ankle. His ankle was going the other way. That's the season, bruh. That's the leading rusher. That's the guy with all the touchdowns, all the juice. He wore a hat into the stadium Sunday that said, bring the juice. The juice is gone. You know, on top of that, you have injuries in your secondary. Three DBs. Cordell Flott goes down after Javon Holland and Paulson Adebo were out. You're relying on seventh round pick, Kobe Black. Barbecue chicken. And the referees are not about to help. Who else is hurt? Micah McFadden. John Michael Schmitz was hurt for a little bit. Like, they have the injuries to fall back on to say, hey, I didn't have my full complement of guys. You know, it was patchwork here and there. And that's why last night we started to point at Joe Shane. I know I took aim at him first. I'm like, you got rid of so many Pro Bowl caliber players to draft and develop your own. The whole reason you're here is because that's what you did in Buffalo, right? You were part of that group in Buffalo that drafted and developed that whole team around Josh Allen, where we thought that you would bring some of that formula over here, and you've missed on a ton of draft picks. Deontay Banks is a miss. Jalin Hyatt is a miss. Evan Neal is a huge miss. He doesn't even dress. Like, it can't happen. But I think that they're safe. I know you guys are starving for wins. It's unacceptable. Three wins. Two wins right now. And what hurts even more is you should have beat Dallas. Should have beat the Saints. Probably should have beat the Broncos. This is a team right now that could be in the hunt. This is a team right now that could be looking like a playoff team. And the little things around the margins are where you come up short in the NFL and you get beat by better teams and better coaches. But I put this out there to you guys. Who are you replacing Brian Daboll with? I think the GM is definitely safe. I think the coach would be the first one to go. Who are you guys putting in as the Giants' new head coach in 2025 with Jackson Dart? Jeff is in Connecticut on the fan. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, what's going on? I'll answer that question real quick. Mike McCartney, I wouldn't sleep on him, but I need to go back. I know you're trying to talk sports to something you said. Bro.
Okay.
Sydney Sweeney is fine. Like, I don't know what you're on, but she is fine, bro.
Out of 10, you give her a 10 out of 10?
She's Beyonce level. I'm not sure what your 10 category is, but
You can't put her up with Beyonce.
That's where she is. She's
can she
like
sing? Can she dance?
Fine. She's in that class of like.
I haven't seen any of her movies. You watched her movies? Maybe that is part of it. Like, no. Does she play like a sexy character or a character that you just can't get out of your mind or something?
I've never seen a single Sydney Sweeney thing. I couldn't tell you what she's been in. I'm too old for that. She's just fine.
The blonde hair, what, she got green eyes? I know it's the, you know, it's up, it's a, you know, keep your eyes up. It's, you know, I get it.
Listen, it's, like I said, it's whatever, it's not about a type. It's just, like I said, you know, like, you
she's
can measure
strong,
her again.
She's a strong 7.5.
Oh, dude, I need to know your scale now. You need.
Thanks for the call, Jeff. I give her a strong 7.5. I think with all the hype and. I'm telling you, we live in this world where, like, she popped up on the scene, and for the last 2 years, it's like, come on, bro. I'm watching the World Series. She's bringing us into the World Series. For why? For what? I can't name a movie she's in. And every time I see her, I'm like, this is the chick you guys are all like. She's not like that, bro. I'm trying to think, like, you know, who was her? Who was her? Who was she? Who was in her position before she was? Like the Jennifer Aniston, Cameron Diaz actresses.
I mean, the one that comes to head, and he mentioned it, was Kate Upton.
Kate Upton?
Who was Justin
But she's
Verlaine,
a model.
She's a model.
And, like, I think at her peak, Kate Upton had Sydney Sweeney beat.
Oh, for sure. She had the big, the Cat Daddy video, remember?
Oh, she was in the Cat Daddy video.
It was the
but
Cat
she was
Daddy
on Sports
video.
Illustrated
yes,
swimsuit.
Yes, no, for sure, yeah.
And then, you know, she had some risque photos with Justin Verlander. I don't know. Sydney Sweeney doesn't do it for me, man. And I see her and I'm like, this is so forced. It's so forced. And it's a product of social media, groupthink, mob mentality. Oh, this girl's so hot. And then when you look at her, it's like, nah, bro, there's girls with 15,000 followers on Instagram way finer than her. I don't know. I'm a married man. I'm not doing all that. But I just, when I see Sydney Sweeney, I don't get the hype. I don't see where, like, she became the it girl that she's, you know, bringing in the World Series, that she's on BT and Sal. I mean, I didn't catch the interview. I think she was talking about, like, a part she's playing. I'm like, you know, a lot of people made a lot about that. Good get. Shout out to Hoff. Shout out to BT and Sal. Definitely would have played better in person. You get her to come in the studio. But, yeah, she's everywhere. And I think it's just a sign of the times. I think it's just a you know, internet clicks thing. I think it's just she's in front of our faces all the time. But I could sit here and probably think, like, you Jeff immediately put her in Beyonce? And, like, I'm not a big Beyonce fan either. And Beyonce's easily 20 years older than her. But, like, Beyonce has been, like, an it girl, you know, in the limelight for 20 years. And she's super talented. I'm sure Sydney Sweeney is talented as an actress, but, like, I'm talking about just looks alone. Like, I even just saw her on the screen. She's got this, like, bob chopped haircut. I'm like, what am I missing? Anyway, back to the conversations we're supposed to be having. The Giants, the Jets, the Knicks, the Nets, the Yankees, the Mets. Sports talk. Scoreless now. In the bottom of the first, Shohei Ohtani steps in the batter's box against
Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah. Shohei, the way he says his name. We have that drop locked and loaded. Koichi from Ridgewood, New Jersey. You're on the Fan.
No, it's actually Ridgewood, Queens. But
okay. It says Ridgewood, New Jersey, but Queens get the money.
That's exactly right. Got to say, I always appreciate the opinion of an educated Yankee fan. So thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
You do a great
thank
job you. Of the show. So I was just wondering, in the world, is nobody talking about the fact that Fox employee with the microphone could have impacted the outcome of that game and maybe the series? And, you know, why does MLB let them stay on the field? I don't get it.
Okay, who are we talking about? Are we talking about Ken Rosenthal?
No. The ball down the right field line that Vlad scored on.
Oh.
It hit that guy, right?
Yeah.
Like, nobody's talking about that.
No, that's something. And also, like, I was in here with the sound off and hosting the show. I missed that, but I did catch that on Twitter. I'm trying to pull that up. No,
I mean,
yeah.
They don't bring anything to the game. It doesn't help the production value, nothing. So why does MLB even let them stand there. Why do they let those cameramen run around, you know, in between plays?
Because they think it does. They think these interviews and these on-field people, they think it does add something to the broadcast, to the production, when we're just focused on the game and not interfering with that at all.
Yeah.
No, all but right. That is something that, you know, falls through the cracks with all of the other things that were talked about in an 18-inning game. The different players, the heroics, the outs, the, you know, the hits, the home runs. It's like, yeah, what happened there?
Yeah, I mean, could you imagine Toronto scores, you know, in extra innings, some lucky run, and then, you know, it would have been down to the ball hitting that fat guy's leg.
And I'm not sure how they would have played that or reviewed that. It would have just, you know, run would have scored. Yeah, I got to go back and find that. I think, let me know. Let me see. I think I know where I saw that yesterday, but I didn't catch that live. And that's not something that I don't think I heard really anybody talking about today.
You don't think they're going to make it a rule, like keep those people off the field during the game?
Yeah, well, I mean, they're off the field in a way. And they're like, they're in foul territory. They're just like, I don't know. They're part of the game. I don't like not, you know how like officials are supposed to be part of the game and you got to just play around. You just got to avoid them. Let me see if I could find that. Thanks for the call. 888-808-1019. He's talking about a ball that went down the foul line last night. I'm trying to see if Talking Baseball has or anyone has it. Cause like I said, I was in here watching the game and not listening with the sound on. I think I missed that, but I think I saw it on Twitter. It's one of those things that could have potentially changed the game. And in 18 innings, there's a bunch of different things that could have changed the game. I'm getting a lot of feedback. What do you, how I got to change my mic position? You hear that? Oh, no, what it is, it's my headphones. I got to turn my headphones down. That's what's giving us
Steve Summers was in the building first.
Shout out to Steve. I got to get that book. I gotta see if I can steal one from in here. I'll buy one too. I'll donate to the good cause. Steve Summers' book out now and the podcast out now. I was just listening. Paul always gets, you know, Paul is the reason that podcast goes the way it goes, and Steve always gives you your flowers on the podcast. 888-808-1019. We got plenty of time. Freddie Freeman steps into the batter's box. Shohei Ohtani walked on, I guess. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Got eyes on the Knicks. They're up 14-8. We're talking sports on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Watching Ohtani pitch in Game 4 of the World Series. Watching the Milwaukee Bucks faithful. I will say they do have a good crowd. Like, they have a good fan base out there in Milwaukee for the Bucks. They're fired up to have the Knicks in the building. It's 18-15 Knicks out there. And, I mean, good shots by NBC Peacock around the arena. So keep an eyes on that. 9 o'clock, the Devils will start. Also, program alert, reminder, Ralph Vacchiano will join us at 9, specifically to talk NFL, Giants, and Jets stuff. Let's get back to the calls on everything. I did put out a question. If you guys are trying to fire Brian Daboll, who are you bringing in to pair with Jackson Dart? Another thing I'll say about it is, beyond the X's and O's, beyond the plays, beyond, you know, the development, I don't think we are privy to the relationship that Jackson Dart and Brian Daboll actually have. The amount of working hours they have spent together, how close those guys are. There are little things that we see, like I talked about, you know, them talking about, you know, texting each other, and even when Jackson Dart was supposed to be the starter, you know, they spent 10 hours together, whatever. And then, I mean, after that first win, Brian Daboll was all over the guy. It's like he wanted to, you know, kiss him on the mouth. It's like, hey, take it easy. You know, and then after he said, you know, my quarterback, and he had to change his wording to our quarterback. Like, Brian Daboll has a lot of ownership over, I didn't want Shador Sanders. I didn't want Tyler Shuck. I didn't want Dylan Gabriel. I wanted Jackson Dart. We traded up to get him. I would have given up the number 3 pick for him. I brought him into this building. He learned my system under me. We developed him. I saw how good he was in preseason. I made him the number 2 guy, and we moved off of Russell Wilson. It was my call to make him the starter, and look at what we've got. So I think that wins and losses is one thing. Brian Daboll's record gets put on his tombstone. Same with Joe Shane. Their record is terrible since they've taken over the Giants. But I think if you let them draft the quarterback and you kept them here for that, why would you let that be a one-year endeavor? Why wouldn't you let that go until the, you know, full 5 years of the contract, see it all the way through, and see what next year brings when guys are healthy, what next year brings after you have another year of drafting and developing? Tommy's in Bayonne with us next. What's up? Oh, Tony is in Bayonne with us next. What's up, Tony?
KM to AM, yeah. On the FM, in the PM.
Yep.
That's what we got. Listen, unless you're going to bring in Belichick or maybe Lane Kiffin, who's worked with Dart before, I think we got to pump the brakes on this.
Yeah. Nobody wants Belichick. The Jets passed on Belichick. And Belichick, now all you hear about with Belichick, UNC is not good. And that 24-year-old girlfriend of his runs his entire life. Like, no.
Oh.
Lane Kiffin just came out and said he's not money motivated. Lane Kiffin doesn't want the LSU job. He's comfortable where he is at Ole Miss. I don't think he's trying to come to East Rutherford. Go on.
And that's fine. But remember John Mara, when he was talking about Daniel Jones. He said, we did everything we could to screw this kid up.
Yep.
I don't want to get on another coaching carousel, bring in another system for him to learn, and then 2 years fire that coach, bring in another coach,
you're right,
another system for him to learn.
You're right.
We need the tenure of the Steelers. We need a guy that's going to be there. He's going to develop a culture, and the culture is going to move forward. Not just the culture for 2 years.
No, you're right. You're spot on with what Mara said. Thanks for the call, Tony. Like, he kind of took ownership for Daniel Jones not working out. We're all seeing Daniel Jones work out in year one under Shane Steichen in the Colts system. So much so that they have the best record in football. He's in the MVP conversation. John Mara's not going to make the same mistake twice. They are lucky that they were able to get Jackson Dart, and he's been as good as he's been. Most of us, myself included, said don't start him right away. He needs time to develop, to learn. Like, you know, this league eats quarterbacks alive. First-round quarterbacks usually fail. Like, don't rush into it. He looks advanced beyond his years. Like, his playmaking ability is off the charts. Like, there is no play that, like, he snaps the ball and settles for less. He's trying to make it happen. Now, I just don't think John Mara is going to, you know, like I said, after the diagnosis of him having cancer, him talking about the radiation, the chemotherapy, and, you know, nothing feels better than him getting that game ball beating the Eagles. I think right there is the feeling he was searching for as he was talking about, I better feel a lot better about this team at the end of the year. And they're not getting smoked. And I remember last year, Joe Shane talking about, we're not getting blown out. These are close games. It's the NFL. There's always close games. But there are still some games on the schedule left for the Giants to win. So try to get to like 5 wins, 6 wins, if you can do that. I don't know. And I just really don't think that they are going to, like, if you made it this far, and now you got the quarterback the guy wanted, give him another year. Give him another year to draft, develop, make some trades. And that's another thing, as we approach the trade deadline, they should be sellers. They shouldn't be buyers. They should absolutely be sellers. Kevin is in Milford, Connecticut with us next. What's up, man?
How much, Keith? How you doing tonight?
I'm all right. Hanging out, watching sports, taking these calls.
I love it. All right. Reason I'm calling in, I am not a Dable hater. All right, I want him to be the guy for all the reasons we say. We don't want the coaching carousel. He is doing a great job with Dart. I think he's an excellent offensive mind. But losing this game to Denver, too many other close game losses, makes me think maybe he's not a good head coach right now. I want to see the Giants go after John Gruden if they're not going to stick with Brian Dable.
Yeah, that's another
name. Now, I got a question for you about Gruden. With the things that got kicked out of the NFL before, can he come back into an NFL locker room? Will he be forgiven for what he's done, and will he get the respect of his players and be able to do what he did the last time he coached and be a pretty darn good coach?
Thanks for the call, Kevin. The, I guess you can call it, scandal that popped up with the Raiders and the emails and what John Gruden was sending in emails something like 15 years ago, I don't think anybody cares about that. Now, what I do think is it has been a long time since John Gruden was in the NFL as a head coach, and the NFL moves fast. The rules are different. The players are different. This generation of players are different. So, like, is he too old school, old hat? Has the game passed him by where he's going to come in and not be? I don't know. Like, does he have the ability to bring in the right staff under him? I don't know. You got to step into the future. You got to get one of these young, offensive-minded coaches that are coming up the ranks if you're going to go that way. I don't think that they go to John Gruden to I don't think so. I think, you know, shout out to him for being with Barstool and doing his Gruden QB school and his content. I think he's found a great lane there. But there also might be some behind the scenes stuff with the NFL not letting him back in. You know, I don't care about the emails that were sent in 2010, which he probably, you know, thought would never come out. Whatever. I think if you're getting rid of Brian Daboll to bring in John Gruden, that's not the way. And I know we all saw the, you know, Gruden QB YouTube show with Jackson Dart. I don't think that's the answer. But I understand you wanting a proven NFL coach, someone with experience, because a lot of time we look at Brian Daboll and he lacks experience. We look at Brian Daboll and we're like, this guy's still learning on the job. 4 years in, enough is enough. This isn't good enough. We're trying to win. We've got some talent now. We need somebody to oversee this thing as a CEO that's done it before. This guy doesn't have it. He's not a good coach. I hear you. I understand all of that. But I feel like there are good parts. I feel like there are some good things. I feel like when you hear people talk about it, Aaron Rodgers, when he met with the Giants, he referred to Daboll as like an offensive guru, mastermind. Here come the Dodgers picking up right where they left off. Runners at the corners, one out, bottom of the second. In Milwaukee, the Bucks have taken the lead 27-26 at the end of the first year. Looking forward to talking to Rob Vacchiano at 9 and getting into some Devils hockey at 9 o'clock as well. Robbie's in Lennox on the fan with us. What's up, Robbie?
Hey, what's going on, Keith? You know, I missed you last night. I heard the end of the show, but I had a disagreement with Chris. I want to talk about it first. Maybe we could touch the Rangers for a second after. Last night, we talked about Brian Daboll and the fact that I felt at the Denver game that was a fireable offense by losing that game and losing an 18-point lead with 6 minutes left. And the idea, he says that Dart was fine passing the ball, and I say, no, it's ridiculous. Putting the ball in the air with 10 minutes left, you kick the ball away, you force that last time out, and then you make them play the right defense, and you go down the field.
Sure.
But the Giants' secondary is a real problem. To me, it's a combination of Joe Shane and Brian Daboll. Brian Daboll is not a good head coach. He might be a good coordinator. We've gone through history with a lot of guys that were good coordinators. I mean, you can go, you know, to the Dallas Cowboys right there. You can go to guys like North Turner. He was not a good head coach with my Chargers. You can go to Wade Phillips. There's tons of guys out there.
Yeah.
You can go to the guy right in San Francisco right now, Robert Saleh, who was not a good head coach, but is a good defensive coordinator. So, you know, maybe he's not a good head coach. So I find personally that he doesn't win close games. I think the Giants should be at least 4-4 right now. And if they had a competent coach who makes ABC decisions, like talks with Tiki, it would be 4-4. And he made dumb decisions. I'm sorry. That's an inexcusable, fireable offense when you have an 18-point lead with 6 seconds left. It's not about points. It's not about putting the ball in the air. It's about using the clock and making sure the clock is winding down.
I remember Tiki talking about, you know, Dart being a rookie. And I remember having the conversation a couple weeks ago about how they're not coaching him like a rookie. They put the ball in his hands. He's a playmaker. He's a quarterback.
Right.
They're, you know, part of his development is not to put any training wheels on him. Call the offense. Run the offense. Put the ball in his hands.
I felt all along that he's been the starting quarterback. Not the Rangers, okay? Tonight they're in Vancouver. Blow this thing up. I'm sorry. Blow it up.
What if they come out and crush it tonight?
Please, come on. They're the slowest team in the NHL. I mean, it's ridiculous. They look like Cecil Turtle on the ice. I mean, you know what? The Devils hit rock bottom. And what are the Devils doing now? The Devils are rebuilding. The Devils have some stars.
They're rebuilt,
Yeah, okay, the Devils have a team that's going to compete. My only question with the Devils, Keith, is their goaltending, right? That's my only question with the Devils, okay? But they're building from the inside out. They're building on defense. They got Nico. They obviously got Jack Hughes. And they got a bunch of players that really are gelling together and learning together, growing together. The Rangers are a bunch of old veteran guys that are beat up and past their prime. We had a bunch of guys that we can't figure out their question marks. Bring up the kids. Let the kids play.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I just don't understand, Robbie. The question I was asking the other night after they lost to the Sharks and I was on, they chose this fate. They broke up that team. That was a President's Trophy winning team. That was one of the best teams. That was one of the best teams in New York. I talked about how I've been on the fan for 4 years, and the first couple years of that question that always pops up, who's bringing a title back to the city first, I kept saying the Rangers. I thought they were going to beat the Lightning. thought they were going to beat the Devils.
You know, it just seems like they.
I thought they were going to beat the Panthers. I didn't think they were going to beat the Panthers. But
I don't think it's a coach. I don't think it's a coaching issue. I think it's a. I think it's a fundamental. It's almost the same thing as the Yankees, where it's a philosophical type of issue. Where for example, like Lafreniere was drafted. They didn't need Lafreniere. They could have put Tim Slusa, who's with the Senators, a much more effective player. And they don't let these kids play in the minor leagues. And now they want to bring up Perreault. It's like, fine, they want to bring up Perreault, but let Perreault play a year. If you're going to put Perreault, okay, on the fourth line and play him 5 minutes every game, forget it. Let him play in the minor leagues for a year. Let him learn and develop and grow and let his body get old. He's what?
Similar to the Yankees, though, Robbie?
Right, yep.
The fans aren't going for that. It's a business. That place sells out. You got to compete. Right? They got to compete. Yep. The Yankees don't have the luxury of, like, it's going to be a down year. Let's bring all the kids up and rebuild and retool and... No, they got a challenge.
Rose
they got to figure it out.
Does Leon know hockey? We got Leon Rose to get in the other room or something. Why don't we bring Mark Messier? Can they bring? You know, what do you think about Messier and GM and him coming to the Rangers?
Oh, I mean, I watch him on the ESPN coverage, and he's great. Yeah. I actually saw him at a bar outside of Madison Square Garden. It's like a bar with like an outside area. He was just sitting there hanging out. This was a couple years back. I'm like, he's just a regular dude. Okay. But you know,
he's a great guy.
What they're always going to say is similar to like Don Mattingly being the manager of the Yankees, you want to remember him as the champion and what he did on the ice. You don't want to tarnish that by bringing him in and having him, you know, be the coach and the team fails. And then that ruins, you know, how you remember the guy. Thanks for the call, Robbie. 888-808-1019. The Dodgers strike first. There's a sack fly to put the Dodgers up 1-0 here. Two outs, runner on first, bottom of the second. Andy Páez takes a big swing. And more action in center field for Dalton Varsho. Another warning track. Ball caught. In Milwaukee, I just saw whoever the sideline reporter is in Milwaukee, she had a Timberland boot around her neck. And then they flashed to something I was talking about the other night. The Knicks leaning in on the New York culture. The defensive player of the game for the Knicks gets a hard hat and Timberland boots. You know, like kind of how in baseball, you know, the home run celly, like, the Blue Jays have that stupid jacket. The Mariners have the trident. Now, you know, there's a, you know, thing with the Knicks and embodying New York and New York culture. They have Timberland boots and the hard hat. You know, there's always construction going on in the city. So keeping my eyes on everything, trying to keep you alert as well. If you're riding along, if you're working, if you're not in front of a TV, I got two screens in here. Let me take my next couple calls. We'll break. We'll bring my guests in, and we will keep this rolling. Let's go to Rob in Mineola on the fan. What's up, Rob?
Hey, Keith, thanks for taking my call. I'm a huge fan of your show. I wanted to know if I could pass the phone off to my 13-year-old son, Mason. He wanted to talk to you about the Yankees.
Of course. Mason, welcome. You're on the fan.
I just want to know, who do you think the Yankees should sign in the offseason?
I want arms, just off the top, at least one starting pitcher, and I don't know exactly who they're going to go out there and get. Like, I don't expect them to go get Zach Gallen. But with Cole not being ready and Rodon not being ready and not knowing what version of heel we're going to get and Will Warren, like, I don't know. I'd like to see them add another starting pitcher so that we're not in a spot where we're like, I don't want to see like a Carlos Carrasco type on the team. And then, yeah, it's one of Kyle Tucker, Cody Bellinger, I believe. And I think they're more inclined to bring Belly back than to bring Kyle Tucker in. I think there's going to be some other suitors for Kyle Tucker. The Dodgers might be in pursuit of him. And then I'd like to see them add a first baseman or a catcher. And I say or because I'm not sure what they want to do with Ben Rice. Are they going to make Ben Rice really work on scooping the ball and being a better defensive first baseman and be the everyday first baseman? Or are they going to have him catching behind the plate with Austin Wells? Whichever one you choose. If you choose for him to be your first baseman, then I understand you not going out and signing you know, a first baseman. But if you choose for him to, and I still rather, I want a right-handed catcher. Like, I think about Augustin Ramirez, and I know I'm always picking on Jazz, but I'm like, we gave up Ramirez for Jazz, and he won a game against us himself with the Miami Marlins. Like, we need that right-handed hitting catcher on the Yankees. Austin Wells, he shouldn't be the guy full-time, and then I don't know if Ben Rice should be the guy full-time at first base either.
Yeah, off the top of my head, I feel like we should either sign, like, Shota Imanaga or Freddy Peralta as an arm, and maybe, like, Andres Munoz and, for bullpen.
Yeah, they could do that, but I just expect, you know, and somebody just in the chat, I think it was Moose from Jamaica, was in the chat saying that Ken Rosenthal reported the Yankees have $70 million to spend, but I don't expect them to go out there like, hey, we got to spend all of that. I think they may look to make some trades and wheel and deal, but we'll know more as soon as this World Series ends and the stove heats up. Jack Curry and those guys will
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Hit us with all that information. Like right now, my mind isn't there. But yeah, I don't disagree with the guys that you threw out there. They should be in the market for everybody. They're the New York Yankees. Like they should be checking on all of these free agents and try and get better instead of saying, you know, we got this guy at home. We'll be all right with this guy. This guy will do.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for the call, Mace. 888-808-1019. As I'm running out of time, I see some Giants calls coming in, but I got to get to Gene in Smithtown on the fan. Gene, what you got for us?
Hey, how are you? How are you?
Good.
Good show. Yeah, well, keeping on the baseball topic, and I think you just kind of answered it. You know, as a diehard Mets fan, you know, I want the Mets to keep Pete. My fear is that the Yankees would end up kind of going in there, but based on what I think, there's no way the Yankees are going to go after Pete. They're emphasizing D. They're not going to get a subpar first baseman just to mess with the Mets. Would you agree?
Yeah, and there's no way they're giving him a 7-year deal. And at you know on the other side of 30, I just don't see it. I think they'd rather stick with their you know young left-handed first baseman, yeah. DH, catcher, and Ben Rice. For the Mets, though, the Mets should bring Pete Alonso back. There were parts of the season where I was like, they're not good enough to even consider moving on from Pete Alonso. He's too productive. He's too much of a fabric of the organization and a fan favorite. But with the rumors about Tarek Skubal being out there, too, like we learned that they passed up on the trade for Garrett Crochet. They better not pass on a trade for Tarek Skubal. The number one thing the Mets need in this offseason is starting pitching. If Tarek Skubal is available, go get him, and then you can pay him whatever he wants. The Detroit Tigers are not going to do that.
Yeah, give him anybody except McClain. I'm on board, but no
right,
McClain.
No, don't give up McClain because that, you know, that depletes your pitching even more. You need that kid to continue, but you also need somebody else because there's so many games that the Mets didn't have a chance in because the starting pitchers were giving it up in the first couple innings.
Yep, you're right. Hey, thanks for taking the call. Have a great night.
Thanks for the call, Gene. I just think that, like, Stern's got to change his approach a little bit. You know, I get developing pitching, but it is embarrassing that he allowed this Mets team to be in the final stretch to make the wild card and be relying on three young guys, three rookies, three guys that were just getting their feet wet in the league. Come on, kids, lead us to victory. Lead us to, like, that's not fair. That's not right. So I'd bring back Pete Alonso. I try and make that trade for Tarek Skubal. You know they're going to be checking on Cody Bellinger. That was already rumored. And they're also going to be checking on Kyle Tucker. Let's see if I can get Charlie in Newark in here before we break. What's up, Charlie?
Hey, Ev, how's it going? Thanks for shaving call.
You got it.
So back to this Dable talk. Unless Jackson Dart comes out and says, I hate him, fire him, there's no chance they get rid of Dable.
Correct.
The time to do that came and went. It was last offseason.
Yep.
I don't know why it's even being debated if he's going to be let go or not.
Because fans are upset. They want blood. They want somebody to be held accountable for. Like, this is your coach, man. Like, this is the guy. And he did what they wanted him to do this year as far as finding his own quarterback. Now that he's found him, they're not going to say, well, if you found the quarterback, he's ours. We don't need you.
I agree with you. Now, is Shane in the same boat? Because the way I understood it, Shane went against Dable when it was time for Jackson Dart to start to pull Russ. I understood it as Shane ran to Mara and said, you know what? I think Winston gets the locker room going. The guys want him. Dart's not ready. And Dable said, this is what I'm going to do. There you go, Dart. Here's the keys to the castle.
Yeah, I will say that I believe that they are together as a package deal in this regime they came in together. I think they both have five-year deals. But we did hear reports that, like, Dart is here because of Dable. Shane leaned into him. Like, you're the head coach. You're the offensive guy. Like, it's got to be a quarterback you want. And we heard reports that Dable was willing to take him at three just to not lose him. I don't see a world where they fire the GM and keep the head coach. So I think it'd be the other way around. Ooh, Vladdy gets a hold of one. Thanks for the call, Charlie. Vladdy, smack that. Plakata and the Blue Jays take the lead on Shohei Ohtani. Shohei Ohtani's still a little tired from last night. Left that in Vladdy's nitro zone. 2-1, Toronto, top of the third, one out. More damage potentially to be done. Can I see that replay? I'm going to check that replay. Coming up next, Ralph Vacchiano, NFL writer and reporter for Fox Sports, as we continue to talk about your New York football Giants, the Gotham City Jets, and ask some questions around the news and topics going on in the NFL. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
So I made the new Eggo protein waffles the other day for my kids, and they couldn't believe how good they tasted or that they were packed with protein. They have the same great Eggo taste we all know and love, plus 20% of your daily protein. They seriously taste amazing. Whether it's part of your breakfast before school or a quick bite before practice, new Eggo protein waffles and pancakes are an easy way to keep everyone happy. Head to your local grocery store to fuel your morning with Eggo protein waffles and pancakes, available at retailers nationwide.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.